And let's see, the locality here?
Well, what do you mean, Custer County?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be Custer County.
And you get your mail at?
Custer. We get it out on the route, but then it's out of Custer.
Is this a star route?
Rural route, yeah, I guess it goes.
And about how far are you from Custer here, about 4 miles?
Four and a half miles, 3 east and a mile and a half south.
State?
Oklahoma.
Length of residence here, that is in this general area?
Well, all my life, 55 years.
Except for 5 years, did you say? Except for 5 years, did you say?
Well, no, I said 55. I've been right here except the time I went to school. It was over a year and a half, term and a half.
Place of birth?
Well, just right over at the home place. It's right in this locality.
Other residents?
None.
Travel?
Oh, I'd say just making a little trip somewhere, vacation and so on.
In the state, outside of the state?
Well, I've been out of the state, yeah. I've been to Colorado, Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, and different places like that, but just short visit.
And church affiliation?
Well, what church or Methodist?
Organizations?
No organization. Well, men's club up there, but that'd still be a church, I guess.
Now, occupation. Now, here we're going to get some diversity.
Well, I guess I'd be classified as a farmer.
And other things?
Well, really, that's about the only game I play.
How about the co-op?
Huh?
How about the co-op?
Well, what'd you say? Asked me, what's my occupation?
Yeah, occupation, organizations, things like that. Things that you are concerned with and involved in.
Yeah, well, of course, that would be in the farming line, you see. That is, this co-op elevator, that's where I market my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, I'm a member of it, all right.
And former member of the Board of Education?
Well, yeah, I was.
Anything else like that?
Oh, I don't think it meant to.
Well, let me put her down here.
Well, I just can't think of anything else right off. I guess that's only organization that had much to do with the church and the school and the get it.
Well, that's enough to keep a fellow busy.
Yeah, there's plenty there if you do it all.
And your father's name?
Bert Albert.
Do you know when he was born?
No, I don't.
Do you know where he was born?
Well, he's born in Illinois, but I could tell you the name of the place.
And did he come directly here from
No, he went to Iowa and then.
And then from there down to here?
Yeah, to here.
And he homesteaded?
Well, he bought a delinquent. I think they framed him on it. I think he was supposed to be in a homestead, but here in the early day, just like that deal down there.
Yeah.
Down at Rogers, he was kind of a big squirt here in them days, and when they went to file on that place, they went to Weatherford, and he called some old boy out, and I think it's all made up, and he was supposed to have filed on it, and Dad bought his delinquency, and I don't think he'd ever file. It just cost Dad a little extra money, see, and they got a split of it.
Yeah.
So, I suppose you'd just say he bought a delinquency.
This was just after the opening?
Yeah, just right after the opening.
I get a little sick every time I read about these runs and the things that took place, and how the men who had a large amount of money to start with promoted these things and got an even larger amount.
Yeah, that old boy down there, just for instance now, he come here to this country and he was the main squirt around there, you know, and he wound up with 8 quarters of land, which is a pretty good spread them days,
yes.
You see. He had 6 children.